A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria. I am welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. This morning, for our discussion and meditation, I'd like us to consider the Word of God from the Gospel of St. John, the Gospel of John, chapter number 1. We're going to read verses 50 and 51. The Bible says, Jesus answered and said to him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter, you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." You will see greater things. Greater things. One of the things that Jesus promised is greater things. And one of the things he has promised us is greater things. The things of God are better and better, greater and greater, and from glory to glory. God always has better things and greater things in stock and in plan for his children. So the will of God is that we see greater things. Jesus in this passage told Nathanael, "If you thought what you have seen is great, I want you to know that you will yet see greater things." If you and I must see greater things in our lives and in our destinies, Jesus gave the clue, the key to our seeing greater things, to see greater things in your life, in your business, in your family. If you must see greater things in your finances, then you have to pay attention to what Jesus Christ said in verse number 51. The Bible says, "And he said to him, 'Most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter, you will see heaven open.'" The catalyst to greater things in a man's life is the opening of the heavens. And that is why we can never overemphasize the opening of the heavens in our lives and in our destinies. Heaven must open upon you. It opened upon the ministry and the destiny of Christ Jesus, our King. And for this reason, great things and greater things manifested themselves in his life. So Jesus was indirectly telling Nathanael, if you must see greater things in your life and in your destiny, then your heaven must be opened. Your heaven must be open for you to see greater things. We need the opening of the heavens. Do not forget, it is when your heaven opens that rain will fall upon you. Rain will fall upon you and upon all that you do. And when your rain falls, your ground will be soft and will produce great results. In Deuteronomy chapter number 28, and in verse number 12, the scripture says, "The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow." I'd like you to pay attention to those things that God said through the prophet Moses in this verse number 12 of the book of Deuteronomy. And that is why you must ensure that your heaven is open so that your operations and activities might be under open heaven. I have told you once on this program that a man whose heaven is closed struggles to achieve in life and in destiny. But when heavens is open upon a man, struggle of every kind or any kind of struggle is terminated and comes to struggle in the life of a man for whom the heavens is open. So the Bible says the Lord will open to you his good treasure. And in defining God's good treasure, he says the heavens to give the rain to your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hand. He says, "You shall not lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow." Pay attention again. He will give the rain to your land in its season. God will give the rain to your land in its season so that there will be productivity. Your land will produce the desired result so that whatever you lay your hands upon to do will produce result. So the Lord will give, we open his tribute treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season. Then when your heaven is open, apart from giving rain to your land, God blesses the works of your hands, all the works of your hand. God will bless them. Then now, in addition to this, he says, you will now lend to many nations and you will not borrow. So for the works of your hands to prosper, all of them, for you to be a blessing to many and not to borrow, then your heaven must be open. God will open his good treasure, the heavens, to give you rain, to give the rain to your land in its season and to bless all the works of your hand. Then you will lend to many nations and you will not borrow. This is the word of God. This is the promise of God. Let's go back to our passage of consideration. Jesus said to Nathanael, "Most assuredly I say to you, hereafter you shall see heavens open." To see heavens open is a major catalyst to see greater things in life and in destiny. And so this new week, you will see greater things because the heavens will open upon your life and upon your destiny. Jesus said it very clearly. He put it so succinctly. You shall see heaven open, and then the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. So two things are happening here for the blessings of greater things in the life of a man. The first one is that the heavens will be opened. And so when the heavens open, rain falls, your ground is blessed, your ground produces results, your ground brings forth fruit at the right time, at the right season. And then the Lord will bless all the works of your hands. He blesses you with plenty and abundance. And so you don't have to borrow, but rather you lend to many. I'd like you to prepare yourself for major rain this week, because we are commanding the heavens to open upon you again. Your heaven will open and the blessings of the Almighty will come down upon your life and upon your destiny. Hereafter, you will see the heaven open. You will see heaven open, and then the Lord will bless all your works. Don't forget, when the heavens is open, God gives you rain. He gives the rain to your land in its season. And when your land receives rain, your land produces result, and the Lord blesses all the works of your hand. This shall be your experience this week, in the precious name of Jesus. And so I stand on the authority of God's word, the authority of scriptures, and I command the heavens upon your life and upon your destiny to open this week in the name of Jesus. I declare by the Spirit of the living God that you will not operate under a closed heaven this week in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I declare by the Spirit of the Almighty God, that God will cause rain to fall upon you from heaven. Your rain will fall this week. A major rain will fall for you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will cause his rain to fall upon your ground, to fall upon your business. Your things will not be hard this week. Your things will happen with ease this week. In the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God will cause things to work in your life. It will cause things to work for you. All the works of your hands will produce results this week. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all the works of your hands this week, everything you lay your hands upon to do will produce results. Nothing will fail in your hands. Nothing will die in your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the Lord will bless all the works of your hands. Your ground will bring forth plentifully this week. Your efforts will produce results this week. Your efforts will not fail. There shall be no failure of any of your efforts. There shall be no failure of anything you try, anything you attempt this week. Everything you try, everything you attempt will produce amazing results in the name of Jesus. We ask that God will cause heavens to open upon you in the name of Jesus. Standing on God's word, I command heavens to open for you in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ said, "Assuredly, I say to you, hereafter, you shall see heaven open." I declare you will see heaven open so you can experience greater things in your life. This week, you will see greater things. In every aspect of your life, the God of heaven will make greater things to happen for you. In the name of Jesus, your office this week, greater things will happen. In your business, greater things will happen. Whatever result you have seen before in the time past, whatever testimonies you have recorded, they will be nothing compared to what God will make happen for you this week. It is your week of greater things. If you believe, and I know you believe, therefore you will see greater things this week. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will not borrow, you will lend to many nations according to the words of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, you will record greater things, I declare, in the precious name of Jesus. Heaven is open on you. Step out this week, step out today and this week with great faith and great assurance. God will make greater things happen for you, and the name of the Lord will be glorified. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name we have declared. Amen. It is your week of greater things. Your heaven is open already. Greater things will happen, and God's name will be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Join us for our in-depth and analytical teaching of God's Word, Ezra Project, 5:30 p.m. later today at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.